Well, look, this morning, what I want to talk about, how many of you have seen David Letterman, right? I know he retired recently. I want to give you the top five reasons for not reading the Bible, right? You've seen Letterman do this, right, with his cards? Top five reasons. Now, this is not from Letterman, though. This is from St. John Chrysostom in the 4th century. Now, you might ask yourself, why do I really want to read the Bible, right? I mean, let's just go over the basics. Well, we all need a deeper understanding, right? If we read the Bible and we understand it over time, we gain an appreciation for the time and the place and the context, right? We can make sense of what they're saying. It's just like today, politics. If you don't know what's going on, what the politicians say don't make nearly as much sense, right? So we read to understand and to have more context. The Holy Fathers of the Church also mentioned that the Lord instructed us to search the Scriptures. Christ Himself said, search the Scriptures. Specifically, I'm looking at John chapter 5, verse 39. And there, He's going back and forth with the Pharisees. And He says, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but these are which testify to Me. Now, in English, this is translated as a declarative statement. You do something. You search the Scriptures. But the Holy Fathers of the Orthodox Church understand this passage to mean search. It's a command. Search the Scriptures. So the reason we should read the Bible is because the Holy Fathers have instructed us to read the Bible. Now, getting back to St. John Chrysostom, he was a bishop in Constantinople and Antioch. These were very large and cosmopolitan cities. The parishioners he had were wealthy, they were affluent, and they were sophisticated. Much like, in all humility, most of us are, right? So we have a lot in common with them. We have a lot in common. And a lot of the reasons that he heard were some of the reasons I hear, I have told myself sometimes, all right? So some of these reasons. St. John Chrysostom, we would say in the South, fussed at the people. He fussed at them for not reading. And he said, you know, you guys can sit through long, unwholesome theater shows. You can go watch the races, right, when they would race the chariots around. And you can remember the names of all the charioteers. But when it comes time for me to ask you, what are the four Gospels, you can't tell me. When it comes time to sit through 2 hours of liturgy, you can't do it. And St. John Chrysostom said, basically, what's up with that, right? What's up with that? It still applies today. We have the same sort of distractions. Now, if I'm David Letterman, I guess that makes Father Seraphim Paul Schaefer. I don't know where Father Seraphim left already. He's hiding. He's probably scandalized. At the risk of offending someone, I would have a drum roll, but I won't do that. The top five reasons for not reading the Bible, and I apologize for having to write this down. I don't usually like to do that, but sometimes it's hard to prepare far enough ahead of time to be able to read it. The number five reason for not reading the Bible in 4th century Byzantium, was illiteracy. It was illiteracy. Now, a lot of people couldn't read. Many could, though. You'd be surprised. They were educated, sophisticated. They had the means. Chrysostom, St. John, got angry with them because a lot of the folks who had a Bible didn't read it. It was just a piece of art. They just had it there. I'm basing this on a sermon or a podcast, actually, that I heard from Ancient Faith Radio. Dr. Jeannie Constantio gave it, and I'm basically presenting to you what I heard from her on her podcast. Very good stuff. In her study of St. John Chrysostom and all the reasons that people gave for not reading the Bible, illiteracy actually came up very, very little. Most people could read. And in the one instance that she found in all her vast reading, the one person who couldn't read, you know what St. John told them? Said, it doesn't matter. Go find somebody who can read and have them read it to you. Right? So this business of they didn't know it, in 4th century Constantinople and Antioch, we don't think that applies, perhaps. Now, the fourth reason, I don't have a Bible. Well, Bibles then were expensive. They were called a manuscript, and that's because they were manually scripted. They didn't have copy machines, for those of you under 30, right? They had to write these things out. That took a lot of time, and it was very expensive. So the only people who had them were affluent. And guess what the Bibles ended up doing? They sat somewhere prominently in the house. They were very decorated. They were very nice. They probably had some candles. But did they ever open them up and read them? No, they probably didn't, right? Okay, well, that's the whole point. The top third reason. Oh, and we don't have that excuse today, right? I mean, Bibles are a dime a dozen. The Gideons will give you a Bible, right? Go to the hotel, take it. Fine, they want you to. Take it. But read it. Read it. The top third reason, or number three, and this is one that might actually apply to us today. People say, Father, I don't understand it. I don't understand what I'm reading. Okay, there's some stuff in there that is confusing. That's right. That's why we have Bible studies. That's why we have priests. That's why you can come and talk to us. But there's something there that will help you. No matter what you read, you can get it at a certain level, right? There's a lot of comfort and instruction. God condescended to give us the Scripture. Oh, and the Holy Fathers point out that Jesus Christ actually wrote no Scripture. You know that, right? None of the Bible was written by Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Fathers, the apostles, writing down his words after he left. People began to die. They were afraid they were going to forget the message. So they said, okay, we better start putting this stuff down. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, they wrote it down. And that's what we have today. But Christ expected us to live by the grace of the Holy Spirit. That is our goal, right? That's the whole point of Orthodox theology. Theosis, communion with God, acquiring the Holy Spirit. We are to live by the grace of the Holy Spirit. But guess what? In our sinfulness, in our weakness, what do we need? We need written instructions that we can go back to and read and read and read so we remember. But in order for that to work, we have to read the Bible. We have to actually read it. You also realize that the Bible, when we say we can't understand it, God made it as easily accessible to us as possible. Do you realize that the dignity and the majesty of God is so high as to be indescribable? St. John Chrysostom said that God used baby talk. I think that's a direct translation from the Greek. Isn't that beautiful? God used baby talk so we could get it. He had to dumb it down that much for us to get it. Baby talk, because the majesty of God is so high, in order to relate himself, to communicate even some essence of it, he had to really drop it down. So when we say we can't understand it, come on, he has put it on our level. Much of it, not all of it, much of it. Now the second reason people told St. John Chrysostom that they didn't read the Bible was because, well, they didn't need to since I'm not a monk or a priest, right? That's their job. Let them do it. You know what St. John Chrysostom said to that? He said, no, you need it more than the monks and the priests need it because they are in constant prayer and worship and you're not. You need it more than they do. These are not my rules or these are not my statements. This is St. John. Now, the number one rule that he heard in 4th century Constantinople, and what are we, 21st century now? So 1,700 years ago. Every single one of you are going to identify with this reason. Father, I don't have time. Big surprise. Human nature doesn't change. You know these things don't change. I don't have time. I don't understand it. I don't know where to get one, right? The same old thing. I don't have time. Well, St. John Chrysostom, again, pointed out that we find time to go to parties. We find time to go to the racetrack or maybe the movies. We find time to watch TV, right? How much TV do you watch? I mean, don't tell me now. And I'm not against TV. I like TV. I watch TV. But how much TV do you watch? And how much do you read the Bible? Which is more important, right? Can you find 20 minutes to read a little bit of the Bible? What about when you're driving to work or on your way to school, right? Everybody's got a cell phone. Download a podcast. There's an app out there, the Holy Bible. I just realized this myself the other day. You can hit a book, and it's got the little microphone or broadcasty thing there, you know, the speaker, and you hit that, and boom, it's audio. Who knew? So now, driving to work, while I'm working out, there it is. So we really don't have an excuse. I mean, what's more, how much training do you do for your work or for education, right? It seems like every profession has some sort of continuing education, and you've got to study, you've got to be certified, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. Isn't your spiritual salvation worth as much, if not more, than your vocational training? Can't you give it just a few minutes? I don't say this to embarrass you or chastise you, but to plant these seeds in your mind. The Holy Father said that the Holy Scripture was there for our comfort and our instruction. They emphasized that, and that it would be for our benefit to read it. So, think about that as you go forward throughout this week. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.